je dois m'en aller. Je n'ai plus qu'à jeter mes clés, car elle m'attend depuis que je suis né. L'Amérique, j'abandonne sur mon chemin tant de choses que j'aimais bien. Cela commence par un peu de chagrin. L'Amérique, mais l'Amérique, l'Amérique, je veux la voir et je l'aurai. L'Amérique, l'Amérique, si c'est un rêve, je le saurai. Tous les sifflets de train, toutes les sirènes de bateau m'ont chanté sans faux la chanson de l'Eldorado, de l'Amérique. Les amis, je vous dis adieu, je devrais vous pleurer un peu. Pardonnez-moi si je n'ai dans les yeux que l'Amérique. Je reviendrai, je ne sais pas quand, cousu d'or et broté d'argent, ou sans un sou mais plus riche qu'avant. De l'Amérique, 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 je veux la voir et je l'aurai. L'Amérique, l'Amérique, si c'est un rêve, je le saurai. Tous les sifflets de train, toutes les sirènes de bateau vont chanter sans fois la chanson de l'Eldorado, de l'Amérique.
Good morning, Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM, Tuss Freeform Radio. I am very happy to see you. My name is Marion. You're listening to Radio Europe. And guess who we have in the studio today? We do have Miss Eleona, also called... What was your name in A Woman Again?
Augustine,
a.k.a. Eleanor, a.k.a. my roomie. And she's here this morning. It is 7:02 and it's sunny in Medford. And guess what? Today we're going to ramble about our exchange experience, because if you can't tell, we're not from here. Eleanor, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing right now?
I'm a bit nervous. But I'm okay.
She's a bit nervous. We woke up like 40 minutes ago, so I guess the voice is still a little morning-wise, but you know what, we're gonna play a little music. That first song was called L'Amérique by Joe Dassin. Eleonore, anything you'd like to say about L'Amérique de Joe Dassin?
That's a song my childhood best friend and I would listen to in the car, in the backseat, her mom driving, and it's just like, I remember thinking, oh, one day if I go to America, I'll listen to this song.
And did you listen to that song when you were on the plane?
Yeah, it's a part of my top playlist.
She has a Tufts. I don't have a Tufts playlist on Spotify, neither on Deezer. I actually don't. I think the only I think the only moment I listened to L'Amérique was when my uncle told me that I was going to America. I think that was probably like the only moment where I listened to it. What we're gonna do today is simply we're gonna talk a little bit about like what our experience, what we did here, how we felt about it, and you know, just like what happened. So, just a precision: what did we do here, Leonel? What was our job here?
Our job. We had two missions. The first one was to take classes. Mm. So we had to take three classes.
Three, yeah. Nine credits
for the visa. Oh yeah. And then we had to be TAs, teaching assistants.
We are TAs, and if any student is listening right now, yes, we love you, and we talk about you a lot. So yeah, we're TAs for French 2, 3, 4, 21, 22. Basically, you couldn't miss us. Oops. Yeah, so we're TAs. We did have to take classes. So to say, the perfect recipe for what we call burnout. So what I'm going to do right now is just play you a little song that I used to listen as well. When I came here, I'll explain to you later what I did when I was listening to that song. Okay, mysterious. Adding cliffhangers, that's how you make it. And we will see you in a couple of minutes. Do not forget, you're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM. And my name's Marion, you're listening to Radio Europe. And her name is... Eleonore. Okay, let's go. We're listening to Take It Easy by the Eagles.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Again, if you just tuned in, welcome, good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tosh's Free Form Radio. My name is Marion. You're listening to Radio Europe, and today I am not alone in the studio. Who's here?
Hello.
She's here. So we just listened to Take It Easy by the Eagles. Do you want an anecdote about that song?
Yes, I do.
She was telling me that I have a little Southern accent when I speak, and I do realize it's true. So I was listening to that song at the end of the first semester. Remember when it was like December and we had all the finals? Yeah, everything piling up, no sunshine anymore, Boston weather, so better say no weather at all. And I listened to that song in New York, which... York, exactly. Which may not be a big deal for you guys, because New York is like, what, 4 hours away from here? But for us, kind of is a big deal. Okay, Eleonore, I got first couple of questions to ask you this morning. My first question for you is going to be, can we do the rose, bud, thorn for this exchange? So rose, I think, is something that you liked. Bud is something you're looking for. Yeah, and thorn is something you disliked. So can you do that for me? Tell me everything.
Okay, well, let's do rose first.
Yeah.
Okay, so rose, my rose was that I made friends, and it's always something you're like kind of nervous about while doing an exchange, and I'm happy I did. I made friends, especially when I was part of the cast of 8 Women, which was a little challenge for me. But it was really nice. Hello, women.
If you missed it, Eleonor was on a tough. Was it 3 P's? Yeah, she was in a tough 3-piece production. She was playing Augustine, 8 Women. Better say that I loved every woman in that role, but best role was yours. she played for that production. What was the plot of 8 Women again?
8 Women is a French play translated by my friend Juliette Baker.
Ooh, hi, Juliette.
And Claudia. I forgot the last name, but Claudia. And it's a murder mystery.
Well, you knew everything about it. She knew the movie. I hadn't seen it because it's been turned into a movie in France. I had not seen it because I've never seen any movie she talks about. So, and so if I can say a little more, it's a murder mystery party, but with also a little twist of like humor and it's very witty and it's like the tension is very high, but so is the comedy. And I think they did an amazing job. You guys, if you didn't see it, I'm sorry. You missed a lot because it's not. You're not gonna like. Is there gonna be any video of some kind posted anywhere? It was a one-time experience, and I was here, and so was Eleonore, and she was very good. So that was your rose, right? So making friends with the, especially with the 8 Women cast.
Yeah, I have to select that because New Orleans together was something else as well.
Yeah.
Which was very cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Seeing whales, remember at the beginning of the year, we saw whales.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we had to wake up super early, it was freezing, it was dude, seeing whales. I mean, again, maybe it's not a big deal for you, but for us, it's brother, it is. So that was your rose.
And what about you? What's your rose?
My rose, my rose, whoa, I wasn't prepared for the question, I didn't take any notes. Like, I don't have a specific rose, but I think, okay, I'm gonna say, like, a moment that's not, quote-unquote, special, because I think it was a really cool thing. Just the first days when we came here, and it was very, you know, very hot and very humid, and we just, like, lay down on Press Lawn. Yeah. Like, it was not the most exceptional stuff that we did while being here, but I feel like it was the start of something very cool, and Tufts Press Lawn, I gotta say, is pretty nice, and... Like, you know, American campus, first time you see it. So I'd say that was my... Like, it's the first thing that I can think of, but I'm sure there are many others, so that would be the...
We don't have many green spaces like that on campus.
No, we don't. I mean, not as cool, definitely not as cool.
No.
No, and we don't have the chairs as well. Yeah. The chairs, oh, wow. Wait, what? Like, one of my other rows was after Spring Fling, when we just... So Spring Fling was less... I hope you guys had fun at Spring Fling in a very safe way, of course. So after Spring Fling, we just met and ate at Duick, and then we just went out for a little bit and sat on Press Lawn and sat on... Tisch Roof as well is such a rose here. Like, seeing the Boston skyline... So nice, dude. I'm gonna miss it too. I didn't think I would say that one day, but I'm gonna miss it. So, okay, my rose. What about next? Bud or thorn? Should we do thorn so that we don't finish on thorn?
Yeah. My thorn. I have two thorns. My thorn was the hospital at the beginning of the semester.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, the ER. We went to the ER.
Yeah. Covering the U.S. healthcare system was something I enjoyed so much that I'd be willing to do it all over again. No. Anyway, so that was something. I'm better now. Thank you, doctors. But yeah, that was something. And my little more recent thorn is that my little cat died.
Yeah.
In France.
We're sorry to hear.
Years old, and I love them so much. And so losing someone abroad was really hard, but I'm trying to recover. So
yeah.
I have a great support system. Thank you, Mario.
I'm always here. You should fake Levin cookie. I think they're the reason why.
and my mom, and I'm really grateful for that because that's when you see who your friends are. So thank you for that.
This is true. I mean, of course, I wish it did not happen, but, like, you know, this is where you see that you have a support system. This is where you see you can also cope with things even if you're abroad. This being said, it's never easy. So, like, you know, we've talked about it extensively, so I'm not going to repeat what I said here. But just know that we are here, and I'm not gonna make any advertising for Tufts, but they do have like mental health support. So, if you ever feel in any need of further help, you can just like shoot them an email, and they'll be prompt to answer. The ER thing, however, although it was a thorn, I gotta say, we listened to this. Do you remember what we listened to in the ER? I can't play it here because it's explicit, but listen to the mashup of Thomas the Train Engine and Notorious Big?
I think so.
Which is, by the way, the best mashup you can find on YouTube. Yeah. So you have to picture us, like, Eleanor feeling super ill and me just, you know, being there at, like, 3 a.m. in the ER. Where was it? Medford? No, it wasn't Medford. It was Cambridge. It was Cambridge ER. That made no sense at all, but it was very fun.
Yeah.
I did have a lot of fun that night, although I wish we hadn't been, but also it was not that bad.
No.
Can I do my thorn?
Yeah.
My thorn is the ENS. the school institution that I go to, they always give me like homework to do here, and I have like bad grades, and it's awful, and they won't leave me alone.
Go.
I know I shouldn't say that, but my thorn this year really was the ENS and like all the work that I had to do. It was, it was too much. Okay, bud? Yeah, that's
my
the bud, right?
My bud is, I'm looking forward to see my friends, my parents, Paris again, and my mom picking me from the airport. It's going to be a great moment. So, what about you?
Flying back home is definitely a bud, but I think the biggest bud that I have right now is that I have found housemates in Philly.
Yeah.
Yay, I said I would give me like 48 hours to brag about it, and then I will just shut up, but right now I can brag. So yeah, my bud is that next year I'm going to be living with other people in Philly, and I'm I'm super excited, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and that's my bud. I think that's the bud. Okay, how about we listen to some sweet music?
Yes.
I got one for you. I think you gave me a list, and I think you gave me Massachusetts by the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah.
So Massachusetts by the Bee Gees it is. I hope you enjoy. Stay tuned.
Telling me I must go home.
We're so back. Hello again. Eleonore, why did you choose that song? What's the story of that song?
When I told my dad, I was going to Boston. He was like, what state is that again?
No, he was like, what state is that again?
Yeah, exactly. What state is that again, my daughter? And I said, Massachusetts. And he said, oh, there's a song that...
Back to Massachusetts.
And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, it's by the Bee Gees. And then I looked it up and I was like, this is a great song.
Aww.
It's my first song in my Tufts playlist. So I listened to it at the airport.
Mm.
I love it.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, Eleonor, I think it is time to ask you the question that everybody has on the tip of their tongue. We were TAs this year, teaching assistants. If you don't know what that is, we basically were here to teach like French to Americans, an experience if there's one, which we really, like both really enjoy. And you know, I want to know a little more about that. So can you just tell me a little more, like anecdotes that come to mind, stuff that happened to you in class that was funny, or you know, memories that you have with your students, or of your students, something that is fun. We all want to know this.
I have so many little anecdotes.
Well, you can tell a bunch.
I think my favorites are like, because my students are so sweet, like I love each and every one of them so much. They're so cute. And when they're trying their best in French, but they're still making those little error of pronunciation.
Yeah.
I'm doing the same in English, so I mean I cannot blame them. But when they're doing this little like, I don't know, one of them like jambe. Like leg,
oh.
And jambon, ham, are very similar in French, and we're working on like how to say like this hurts, like I have headache, I have like a stomach ache, and someone asks like how is your jambon, how's your ham, instead of how's your legs, how's your leg, how's your jambe, and that made me laugh so much. But I'm always the only one laughing. That's the best part because I also had. Like a lot of j'ai mal au cul instead of j'ai mal au cou.
Yeah, the difference. I remember when I told the difference, and they were like flabbergasted. Oh, they looked at me and they were like, oh, all these times
no
I've said cul and I wanted to say cou, and I was like, yeah.
You should look it up. The difference.
Yeah.
That's something. And yeah, I love those little moments. They're very sweet. What about you?
Okay. I do have one actually. Well, not a favorite moment, because like I have, like you said, I have a ton of favorite moment. One that I really like and can remember like very easily is one time I had this. I'm not gonna say any names because for obvious reasons. So I have this class of like French 22, so they're advanced French students, right? And at some point, one of my students just he was always in class and he was always there, always responsive. Like he was super, super invested in the class, which was great. And at some point, I just don't see him coming to class one Wednesday, and I'm like, mysterious, what happened? So at the end of class, I just check my Outlook email address, and I'm like, and I see this email, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And I see this email, and it was entirely in French, and my student said, hey, I'm sorry I wasn't in class today, I was making soup, and I lost all notion of time. And I was just like, okay, and it was honestly one of the best excuses I've ever received. Like, yeah, I believe you. I know you're not lying to me. So I think that was one of his moments, yeah. That and the cuckoo thing. Because, yeah, that was also very fun when they realized that it was the same word for buttocks. Almost the same word for buttocks and neck. So there's one. Okay, how about we take another little break and we'll listen to another song. This time I think you sent me a song, which, you know, I know, and that song is called...
I don't remember what I sent.
No, I know what you sent me, but wait, where can I find it on the playlist? Oh, it's here. I think that song is called Corner of the Sky. You'll explain that to me later.
Yes.
Don't want to spoil anybody, but ladies and gentlemen, Corner of the Sky from Pippin the Musical. Oh my god.
Its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. So why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they can ramble. they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky. Every man has his daydreams, every man has his goal. People like the way dreams have us sticking to the soul. Thunder clouds have their lightning, nightingales have their song. And don't you see, I want my life to be something more than long. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky. Something small, but I won't rest until I know I'll have it all. So don't ask where I'm going, just listen when I'm gone. And far away you'll hear me singing softly to the dawn. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly.
Okay, wait. What just happened, Eleonore?
We found our corner of the sky, I guess.
Yeah, we listened to Corner of the Sky. True, indeed. Wait a minute. So why did you put that on the playlist? I wonder.
Sure.
What
I
a question.
I
don't know. So surprised.
I never heard, like, so many musicals are playing at us and they're so great. I saw Heathers, I saw Pippin, and I had never heard of those musicals before. And I realized that Pippin is actually, like,
Yeah, like Pépin le Bref. Yeah. No, I know, it's crazy.
No, but I didn't know that. And I looked it up during, like, the intermission at the musical.
Oh, really?
What a curious name, you know?
Well, because it's French.
But it's not Pépin le Bref.
It's not Pépin le Bref?
It's another Pépin le Bref.
Okay, well, you know, so many Pépin and Louis in France.
But anyway, so yeah, I saw the musical. And much more than that, Marion, I don't know if you know, but Marion sings. And she's part of the chamber choir?
Yeah, chamber singers.
Chamber singers.
Yeah.
At Tufts.
With Jamie Kirsch.
And I saw you 2 times performing in the Granoff Center.
Yeah, Granoff Music Center.
They always, I think, like the 2 times they started with that song.
I don't know if it was the opening both times, but we did play it like both times. And yeah, it's a song that we.
Oh,
I don't love it. I adore it. it's such a cool song to sing because we've been doing it with chamber singers. By the way, if any chamber singer is listening right now, hello, love you. I'm actually gonna be in the choir as well because Jamie Kirsch, who's our conductor, is just, if you've never taken a class with him or I don't know, you want to do music and you don't really know, he's the best. He's literally the best. He's super invested. Remember when Eleonore was there, she was with my parents. Hello, mom, and hello, dad, if you're listening. When we were watching this concert, well, they were watching the concert and I was like singing. They were like, "What is he doing? He's moving all around. And he's swirling. He's just like doing all these big gestures." And you can't see it, but like the faces that he makes as well, they're like the best. So he loves his students, and we love that song. One song that we love, I actually would like to play, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to. It's the Jabberwocky song, like the Jabberwocky choir version. That is so nice. So that's like the choir song. Okay, but I think it is 7:30. Wait a minute. I think it's time for a little break of the day before Eleonore grabs de classeur. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion. Today I have my guest Eleonore with me. She's my roommate and my exchange best friend, and we're having so much fun together. But right now she's going to read a PSA, public service announcement, which she selected just for you. So open your ears and enjoy.
Dried fruits, dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack. That was a public service message from Old Foods and Nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, I've never heard a PSA read with that much, tone. She's an actress. She is an actress, guys. Ah, n'importe quoi. She speaks French. No, mais wait, we're in the United States of America, Eleonore. Huh? My parents say hi, and they say that you look like my sister. Hello, wait, they're just texting me right now. Very unprofessional behavior. Je confirme le son. What? Le son is not very good? I don't know. I'm sorry, father. I don't know what's happening. We're going to try to fix this problem. And in the meantime, we're just going to play a little song for you. It's going to be a song that you put on the playlist, but that I love, because you know me very well. And it's going to be our dearest, you know. What is it going to be, Eleonore? Yeah. Which song? Yeah, exactly. Okay, stay tuned. We're going to listen to our dearest Nina Simone. Have so much fun. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know, yeah. Okay, that was Nina Simone. Eleonore knows perfectly that I love Nina Simone. I am a huge fan. I've been playing it so much here on WMFO. By the way, if you just tune in, do you know what you're listening to? No, we don't. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, the Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion. This is Radio Europe. And my guest today, a very special guest, is Eleonore Spiteri, a.k.a. known as Augustine, a.k.a. known as my roommate, a.k.a. known as your TA.
Yeah.
Eleonore, I need to ask you some other questions. We went to New Orleans together.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I would like for you to tell me a little bit about New Orleans.
People are so nice. Like, people are nice here. Like, it's true.
they don't have the reputation of being nice. I've been told that Bostonians are not. They're like the Parisians of the U.S.
Someone at the security airport said, like, if you can survive Boston, you can survive any town. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, don't you think it's funny? Like, Americans, wherever you go in the U.S., Americans will always be like, oh, it's capital murder of the U.S. And you're like, oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Like, every city that I've been to, everybody was like, it's so dangerous. And like, sure, but... Maybe, I don't know, okay, anyway, so...
Have you ever been to Paris?
Have you ever been to Paris? Have you ever been to, what's that called, Stalingrad at 2h du matin? Private joke referencing to Paris. Anyways, New Orleans, Eleonore, tell me about it.
So people were so nice, the style of hospitality is no joke, and I don't know, it was great. Ran into a bunch of students... It's very funny.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think every student at Tufts knows about this. So, like it's been running around.
Yeah. Rumor has it that she was in New Orleans. Yeah, and we saw a gator, which was great.
We saw a gator, but that was during a trip that oh my God. So we went to see this former plantation. We were like gonna go see history a little bit, and then we took a bus to get there, and the driver. Was like an hour and 30 minutes late, and when he arrived, he didn't say like he was sorry or anything. He was just like staring at us with a blank stare of like, get in right now. And then the roads were a little bumpy, and the seats were not super comfortable, so it was just like us bumping around. You can't see, but I'm bumping on my seat right now. and we saw Gator on the way back, and he stopped, and we thought, you remember you told me, we thought that...
I was napping on the bus, and the bus slows down, and I was like, this is how we die. He's just gonna, like get down! And, like, he's gonna leave us here in the swamp.
In the what are you doing in my swamp? Yeah.
And then, like, people are like, look, in the bayou. And we saw a gator,
and our students were like, our student, because it was just when he was like, I want to see a gator so bad, and he didn't see a gator, and we did.
But
so,
he ate gator.
Well, we didn't eat it, we just saw it, which was good. Honestly, I'm kind of happy we didn't eat any. Seeing one was already pretty good. Okay, and do you, what else was there? Do you remember Bourbon Street and Frenchman Street?
Oh, wow.
I don't think you can live there.
Because it's like so... It's like you're so overstimulated by everything happening. The music, the
lights
people,
music.
The dancing.
Oh, God.
And the jazz was really good.
Oh,
we went to the Spotted
Cat. The Spotted Cat. We went to Maison. I really like Maison. And we went to the Spotted Cat as well. Mm. I think the Spotted Cat is like one of his historic places. That's what you told me, right? That, yeah. So like if you've never been to New Orleans, just so you know, basically there's like two streets. One of them is called Bourbon Street, and Bourbon Street is like the street that you go to party. Like literally, we just walked by because it was a little too crowded, but it was crazy. People were just on the outside, and I don't know. It was just this vibe and this mood, and like the music was everywhere. If you move like from like say you did like I don't know like 5 meters, and you would listen to rap and then to pop music, it made no sense at all. Yeah, and jazz music.
We talk about Las Vegas for like bad choice.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everything, but like New Orleans,
no,
Orleans
real,
are
real.
The places to be.
We were like, how is that not a more like popular spring break destination? Because given the amount of party that there was, it was insane. So that was one street, and then Frenchman Street is like where does the Spotted Cat and Maison and like all the kind of bars that you can go to listen to bands, and it was so nice. So New Orleans. I think New Orleans is like actually the best surprise that I've had, like for all the exchange, because I wasn't planning on going there.
No, and I'm just like, oh, you're going? Oh,
Yeah, literally. Like, yeah, yeah. And it, and the Auberge de Jeunesse was so nice too. The youth hostel. The hostel was so nice.
Bohemian style isolation zero.
Isolation
we
zero.
Could hear everything.
Zero.
The cold was coming into the room.
Remember that guy who coughed?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so one morning we were woken up by a guy who coughed his lungs out. I'm not kidding. We were seriously concerned. Like, at some point, I was like, maybe we need to call someone. Like, don't know if that's normal or not. Well, anyways, we have been to New Orleans, but you know what other songs exist talking about a city? It's a little long for an introduction.
Yeah, it was a little...
I plan on it to be more catchy. There is some other song that has been written for a city, and it's not New Orleans, and it is... New York, New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Isn't that a little magic?
Yay!
Yeah, wait, you know what? My parents just texted me. Apparently, they've sung it at the choir that they were a part of. My dad said that, of course, he's a bass. How dare you think I'm a tenor? My voice is so deep, blah, blah, blah. I'm a man. Okay, father, I'm glad to hear that you sang Frank Sinatra. I didn't know you liked him. Bonjour, Christophe. So, theme from New York, New York. Eleonore, when are you going to New York?
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
This song, the lyrics, is the opening of my master's thesis. so I better go and sing this song and tell when I defend my thesis that I've been and I sang on the streets or something.
Yes, please
and
do.
And that's the song we would blast in the dressing rooms before the show.
Oops. Okay, that's what happens when you don't put a do not disturb. Sorry, you were saying.
And we blast this song in the dressing rooms with the 8 women in the cast, and we would get ready, do our makeup, do our hair. And good times. So now it's like full of memories, and I've never been so close to New York, so I have to go before I leave.
Oh, yeah.
So, in less than 20 days now.
We're talking about it yesterday at Duwick.
Yeah.
Duwick, the dining hall. Duwick, and everybody was saying like, yeah, we're living in 20 days, 14 days. It just feels like we're counting backwards. Yeah, like just waiting for this to be over, and at the same time, like, no, don't be over. So New York, New York. A theme is there's one. I gotta say that. I went to New York before Christmas, so it was like December. Can't remember which dates exactly, but like I think it was from the 6th to the 12th.
Yeah.
And then I flew back home, and so on the street outside, you would hear like 3 songs. You would hear theme from New York, New York.
Really?
Yeah, you would hear Jay-Z, New York, and Alicia Keys, and you would hear Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Because,
you know, there was those people like just driving the bikes that just kind of like take you around and drive you around in those bikes, and basically any place where there are tourists, you can be sure that there are like 20 cabs, not cabs, but 20 bikes cabs waiting for you, and it would be playing those songs, which I felt bad listening to it, because I was like, I'm too cliche for this, I can't do this. I was like, I need to listen to some underground jazz and make it so that as if I were a real New Yorker.
No.
No. You know what happened to me, actually? Okay, then I'll stop yapping. I'll stop yapping. The last day that I was in New York, not the last day, one but last day, I was walking down in Central Park, and I just had like my earphones and I had a coffee in my hand.
New York.
No, girl, and some lady just stopped me and asked me for directions, and I was like, so you think I'm a New Yorker? Okay, not gonna. And then all day long, I was like, they thought I was a New Yorker.
I'm not a tourist,
and they didn't know. And it's kind of the best feeling you can have in a place, I feel like. Anyways, I think I want to play a song that I put on the playlist. It's actually not a song that it's actually not a song that is completely related to here, but it's a song that I listened to when I was waiting in Gif-sur-Yvette for that bus. I can't swear. If I could, I would, but I can't. And that song was called A Change Is Gonna Come, and I knew I was gonna leave, and I was pretty worried about it. And I think that was a song that I would just, you know, listen to while waiting for the bus. It was actually, I do have a scene in mind, you know, when there's like this, the sun is getting like low, and there's this end of the day light, and you're just waiting for that. It's like 9 p.m. and you just was in Paris because you were just like having a drink with your friends, and now you're sitting on that Gif-sur-Yvette bench and you're waiting for that bus. And anyways, I would listen to it knowing that I would leave, which was, I don't know about you, but I was very, very worried to come here.
Yeah, a
little bit. Yeah, and say like seeing, you know, all the way through, like all that we've done, can't believe it.
Oh, okay.
Like 1 year ago, I was here, and now I'm there. So, anyways, A Change Is Gonna Come. It is Sam Cooke. I'm pretty sure you're gonna like it. Prepare your playlist, because I think you're gonna add it to your playlist. I don't wanna, but I'm pretty sure you will.
Okay,
A Change Is Gonna Come.
Like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long
coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, time coming, but I know
whoa, hello again, Medford. It is 7... Oh my god, it's 7:52 already. We only have 8 minutes running for this show. Okay, making it very quick. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMF Medford... WMF Medford, Tax-Free Home Radio. My name is Marion. Her name is...
Eleonore.
Oh yeah, and you're listening to Radio Europe. I would like to do a little bit of a big up moment. Shout out to who is listening. Eleonore, who's listening on your end?
I know that perhaps... Maman, dad, papa are listening, so hi, bisous.
Hello, bonjour tout le monde.
Bisous. and perhaps Victoria in Montreal that I'm coming to see soon.
Oh yeah.
And Sophie, Caro, Sixt, Speed, cœur sur vous.
Cœur sur vous means heart on your faces.
Yeah. I miss you guys. See you soon.
Oh, she's so cute. She's just like big up on American radio, especially for you guys. I hope you know it. Well, I did receive an email from Dave Martin. So Dave, hey, good morning. I'm glad you're listening. And I may play Empire State of Mind if I have time at the very end. But I did get a request from my dad, and I'm sure you will understand that, you know, dad's first. So my dad has asked me, begged me to play Charlie Couture. He's a singer he loves. He always talks about him, you know, all the time. It's a Frenchman in New York. But before I play it, Eleonore, is there any message that you would like, you know, people to hear on this radio? You don't have to have a message, but if you do, that's like the moment where you can just scream it out.
Water.
What?
Drink water. That's what Juliet says during rehearsal. But don't take things for granted. And don't think what you learn is what other people learn, and what you know is what other people know.
Ooh.
That's very deep.
Ooh, that's very
deep. That's my lesson.
No, thank you so much. She's giving you life advice of like almost 8 a.m. in the morning. I think you should be grateful. dropping the mic. So thank you for listening, everyone. We will be back in a minute. But just before that, this is for you, Papa. Christophe Nigvert, if you're listening, this is for you. I know you're listening. So Charlie Couture it is. I hope you stay tuned. We're going to say bid thee farewell in a couple of minutes. But for now, we're not bidding you farewell and we're just staying here. So I hope that you enjoy A Frenchman in New York, because why not, after all? Thank you. Okay, just so you know, my dad always would make me listen to songs and I would always be like, oh, I don't like them, and then I would listen to them and I would add them automatically to my playlist. That's what just happened. Eleonore, I think it's almost time for us to go. We have like 3 minutes left.
Well,
you can look a little devastated. Like, oh no, it's so sad. Okay, well, we do have little time left. Because Dave Martin emailed me, and thanks again for the email. I mean, thank you so much. Wasn't expecting it. It's a good surprise at like 8 a.m. in the morning. And you asked me to play Empire State of Mind. I think I owe you this favor. So we're not in New York. We're in Boston, Massachusetts. And I love Boston, Massachusetts. But I also do love 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, V Tufts Freeform Radio. And guess what? This radio can make you travel all around the world.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. I would like to thank Eleonore for joining me this morning.
Thank you for
No, it was a pleasure. Oh. We were talking about like her coming into the radio station and the entire semester, and we chose to do it on the last week of classes, so you tell me. But I hope you had some fun. If you listened, I hope you had some fun too and liked hearing about our anecdotes as French people in the US and as French TAs. But without further ado, I think it's time to play this Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind. Oh my god. Anything you'd like to say before we leave?
Merci. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. We love you. I'll see you next week. I don't know when I'll see you, but soon.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from.
No.